From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. You know, one of the things we like to do on our show is keep you prepared, not for natural disasters, but for unnatural disasters. It's the stuff you don't expect that's going to get you in the end.
For example, you definitely want to be on the watch for tiny Irish people who promise you gold.
Paul, the celebration of St. Patrick's Day this week reminds us that many in Ireland are sick and tired of the stereotypes people have about the Irish. In fact, last week a team in Ireland opened a museum to rehab the image of one particular sect of Irish society. Whom?
The Druids.
Close, but no cigar.
The alcoholics. The famous Irish. Famous.
No, he said one particular sect. He didn't say.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen.
No, I mean, much like druids, they are magical.
This
smaller.
The leprechauns?
The leprechauns, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dublin's $6.8 million National Leprechaun Museum wants to re-educate people about leprechauns.
Ooh, the original. Look, there it is.
Exactly.
Right down there.
The original leprechaun comes from 8th century Irish folklore, and it's a far cry from the cute little guy where, you know, saying top of the morning on your St. Patrick's Day card.
Or on your cereal box.
Exactly. Turns out the original leprechaun, or the OL, as they like to call themselves, was a sometimes sinister magical creature. For instance, the 8th century leprechaun's Lucky Charm cereal was also magically delicious, but instead of having pink hearts and yellow moon marshmallows, it was filled with actual hearts and rat poison. And the legend went, if you managed to catch him at the end of a rainbow, he would give you syphilis. Here's a question about an unnatural danger that was so great that President Bush warned us about it in a State of the Union speech. Charlie, concerned about the threats that our nation faces at this difficult time, a group of Republicans in the Senate have introduced a bill to ban what?
This is my favorite senator, Senator Sam Brownback, who introduced a bill with a number of co-sponsors to ban human-animal hybrids.
In fact, yes.
This is called locking the barn after the centaur has been stolen.
Yes. I was about to say. It's not been a good week for the Republicans in terms of the Latino vote. They're also kissing the mermaid vote goodbye this week.
However, Democratic Congressman Dr. Moreau was in opposition.
Human-animal hybrids will be banned overseas. You see scientists refusing human DNA with that of cows and other animals to forward medical research, and because it's totally awesome. Imagine if they could combine you with a pig. You'd have bacon 24/7. But Sam Brownback of Kansas, as you said, he introduced the legislation. He says creating human-animal hybrids is a violation of human dignity and challenges the definition of what it means to be human. So under the proposed law, mermaids, mermen, centaurs would be banned, or at least they'd have to use separate entrances at restaurants. On the other side, Democrats said this is ridiculous, it solves a problem that doesn't exist, and everybody should just calm down. And then Henry Waxman quietly gave himself a cat bath.
There's one danger that looms above all others. I refer, of course, to the robot apocalypse.
Mo, there's a new U.S. military robot being developed. It's called the Energetically Autonomous Tactical Robot, or EATER, E-A-T-R, EATER. It's capable of seeking out biomass energy from the environment to power itself. This week, the maker of the robot had to formally deny widespread reports that the robot would use what as fuel?
Human flesh.
Exactly right. The EATER robot is designed to go on long-range, long-term military missions. It's eco-friendly. It's independent. That's all super. Unless it feasts on the flesh of man, as Fox News and a number of blogs suggested it would. In response to such concerns, the CEO of the company, which makes the robot, said, and I quote him, "We completely understand the public's concern about futuristic robots feeding on the human population, but that is not our mission." End quote.
What? Boy, I feel better.
Yeah.
What if it's...
At this time, he did not add.
What if it's only feeding on cellulite?
Well, that would be maybe good.
Oh. It would be like kind of liposuction.
Yeah, take care of your cankles for you. That would be fun.
Right. Well, because liposuction isn't very sexy, but to have a robot suck it off of you...
It'd be kind of like a personal Roomba.
Fox News... which uncharacteristically got quite hysterical about this. The EATR engine might be used in vehicles, including ambulances. Seems like the worst possible application of an engine fueled by people. You're hurt. The EMTs roll you into the back. They close the doors. They rush you to the ER. They get there. They open up. All that comes out is a burp. And when the robots finally come to kill us, we'll remember ruefully that we started them off small. Roxanne, and what is being hailed as a major breakthrough in robot technology, a team from the University of California, Berkeley, has taught a robot how to do what?
To kiss.
No.
I would consider it's that nice, an innovation in robotry.
Nice sci-fi twist there.
Yeah, nice.
What is kiss?
No, not kiss.
Something
presumably more useful than that.
Okay, I'm going to need a hint then.
They'll be stationed outside of dryers.
They'll be stationed out. Fold the laundry.
Close enough. Pair socks.
Wow.
Finally. An innovation that will make a difference in our lives.
That would make a difference in my life.
Yeah.
I waste entirely too much time pairing socks.
Wait. Can I just make a small point?
You may.
All right. I sent my 18-year-old to college, and I bought him 24 pairs of exactly the same socks.
Right. That's good thinking.
Because... if you buy all the same socks, this is not an issue.
Yeah. Well, you know what the problem is.
Right now, some scientists are listening to the show in Berkeley and crying, Roxanne. you just solved something that they just spent $50 million of stimulus money on.
Well, you know what the problem is. You know what it's like. You get the laundry out of the dryer, and you confront the huge pile of unmatched, almost but not quite identical socks, and you say to yourself, just sell the house and walk away. It'll be easier. But technology to the rescue. A team of programmers taught the robot to identify, pair, and fold together a single pair of socks in just 15 minutes.
I'm just going to ask the guys, how many different color socks do you have?
On me at this moment? Two.